friends, Romans, countrymen. It's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Ha, kia ora.
Oh my gosh.
Hi, sorry, this is almost like improv, isn't it?
I know, get thrown into it. Just right in there.
You walk in and it's the mic's live.
You know, at any moment, I'm always ready for theatre, you know, at any moment.
I can believe it.
I could have been, you know, the balls of my feet. Do you know, last week, Matthew, I went to 3 theatre shows.
Dang. Didn't you say you hadn't been to any for a while?
Literally. And then I just, the floodgates opened,
once
so to
speak.
Once
you can't stop.
I know. And they were all 3 quite different experiences. It made me recognise how much I do miss.
A quick word on each, perhaps?
Up and Away, gorgeous show for pre-mobile babies. Mm-hmm. So watching my daughter encounter a theatrical experience for the first time, like it was just gorgeous. I just wept. Beautiful. That's as part of the We Are Young Festival, which is on Auckland Live, which is pretty epic. I also got to see Running Into the Sun, which we had the guests on last week. That was very lovely. I felt very proud of that team. And you know what? There was just no cynicism around the work. It was just pure.
Good things.
Pure and lots of optimism and sweaty. And then I saw the closing of Mother, play. Incredible performances from that cast. And it was like just the most unchill show to go to with my partner. We're like, let's get a babysitter and watch a show just about like interrogating your relationship to your parent. So it was great. Did a lot of reflecting, a lot of thinking.
Nice.
And now we're here to talk about more theatre.
Yeah, speaking of interrogating, who have we got?
We've got, well, it's my favourite kind of theatre, of course. We're talking about improv theatre. We have got 2 members of Improverish. We're talking about 2 shows. We've got It's Alive, and I think you have to say it that way, at the Pump House Theatre. And we've also got, okay, I need the full title. Can I get a underground location and a mythical creature? Is that correct?
That is 100% correct.
So this is a double bill at the Pump House Theatre. Let's talk about It's Alive first, which is, as I understand it, it's improv, it's science, it's a show for young people, family show, and it's about these 2 scientists who want to do a thing. Dylan, talk to me about the show.
Yeah, that's a huge portion of it.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, cool. Absolutely. I nailed it then.
But as it goes, because it is reasonably heavily improvised, we don't always know why we're there.
Love that. Talk to me. I back in the day when I used to do improv more often, I did some kids shows, improvised kids shows, and the thing is that kids get improv because they improvise every day, so they're kind of like they're not skeptical, but they're like it's like the challenges that you have to keep it alive for them, because they're not sort of like there's no like mysticism around making shit up, because they're like, yeah, we do this every day. And what's your experience been like performing improv for with by children? How does that work for you?
Well, it is absolutely that. Like I'll admit my experience with improv in particular is quite minimal. But I've mainly been doing children's theatre for the past 8 or 9 years.
Wow.
Or so.
Yes.
All you have to do with kids is just ask them.
Yeah.
And like as soon as they feel comfortable with you, and the fact that it's a really lovely moment where they know they're being listened to.
Oh, yeah.
And it affects the world in such an immediate way that they're so keen to get involved as soon as they realise that they can.
Gorgeous.
And so that's when the floodgates open, really. And then it's about action. Like, okay, we've got a suggestion, let's do something quick. We don't need to talk about it much, let's just do it.
Yes. Look, talk to me about, performing for young people, because and we have to, let's bring into the room the gorgeous Tim Bray, rest his beautiful soul in peace, who passed just last month, and was an incredible affecting energy on the sector, and a real, really, really sad that Tim's now passed. But he built a legacy. Not just for theatre, but particularly for children's theatre. What for you would you impart as being kind of like a critical part of playing for children or performing for children? Because I think it's sometimes there's a misconception that maybe because it's for children, therefore it might be of a different kind of value to what we might place on regular old theatre? Like, what is it for you?
Well, yeah, I think inherently you want the messages and the concepts of children's theatre to be more simple. Mm. They're, like, getting used to the world. Mm. They're learning about it. Mm. But it's... as a result, in my opinion anyway, stretches the possibilities of what a story can contain and what it can be about. Mm. And Tim had such an incredible imagination and an aptitude for listening to kids and understanding how they create their world. Because at this early stage, they're trying to make sense of all of this.
Yes.
And he had such a wonderful way of not only believing in their stories, but wanting to engage with them and make them believe that they can have an impact on this world with their ideas and with their storytelling.
Yes.
And that's something that he left with me for absolutely. I did 11 or 12 shows with Tim.
Wow, how special.
So I got to work with him so much, and yes, he... I say it to everyone that I meet. He made me believe in magic.
Oh.
That's what Tim did
for me. Special.
And I think thousands of children across Auckland and the country. Yes. That's what he did.
Yeah, that's so special. You know, and before, as I was reflecting on watching my daughter, you know, encounter a live theatre experience, it was a really profound moment for me, because I was watching her trust in performers who were being very present and gentle, but also within the kind of the framework of a theatrical experience. You know, it wasn't just like a random person on the street. So she got it. She was like, oh, it's kind of dark, but there's a focal point in front of me, and they're kind of making noises, and everyone is watching that same point. And so I was going like, oh, yeah, she's sort of understanding a kind of the story unfolding. I mean, it was completely abstract, but yeah, and it was just like, yeah, oh, it was beautiful, guys. Yeah. It was really beautiful. So we've got It's Alive, and that is during the daytime. How many shows are you guys clocking during the day?
Yes, we run from the 23rd till the 27th of September.
So that's tomorrow till
Saturday.
Yep. Yeah.
We're at 3 p.m. Mm-hmm. every day, and we also have some accessible shows mm-hmm. as well. We've got our New Zealand Sign Language interpreted show on Wednesday.
Very cool.
We've got a sensory relaxed show on Thursday.
Nice.
And we've got an audio described show with a post-show touch tour on Saturday, I believe.
Ooh.
And all of these shows you can get tickets to from the Pump House website.
Yeah, great. Love that. So that's during the daytime. And then at night, well, for ages 8+, as I understand, we've got this Can I get a underground locate? Do you have an abbreviation of the title?
I think various people call it different things. I just go, can't go away again.
Yes.
Like, you know what I'm saying. Can I get something?
Yeah. Like, I love, can I get a? I just think it is, can I get a? The show is a long-standing show, as I understand it. You've been running it for how many years?
This is my first year doing the show. Improvised has been around for a long time, long, long before me.
Yes.
I want to say, and any of the team can tell me I'm wrong, like 8 or so years, maybe,
yes.
5, 8 years.
And the show is essentially a Dungeons and Dragons improvised theatre show?
Yes.
Yeah, great.
It's exactly that.
So you're getting from the audience probably some input to inform what characters or storylines, that kind of thing.
It's like if you ever, it's not as much the D&D game as it is watching it be played out in front of you. So the audience helps with the dice rolls, they help with like making up the characters, they help with like the location and the mythical creature. Like at the end.
Yes.
So, fun.
I mean, this is fun, right? Because we want audiences to feel like they have agency, and actually they literally do within this show context. Yeah. Like they're literally going, can it be this or that? What kinds of, where does the show end up every night? Or does it just totally depend on input from the audience?
It every night it ends up with, you know, it's a journey. It's a journey of a party of three.
Yes.
So every night it's a different party.
Mm-hmm.
They'll come across a different challenge. every week and how they approach that challenge, mm-hmm. it depends on. So by the end of the night, they might have resolved whatever their ongoing issues were or not.
Yes. Is it episodic in that, like, it continues on from the previous night? Or is it, like, every night is a new kind of adventure?
Every night is a new adventure.
Ooh, gorgeous. We love that. Matthew, are you a bit of a Dungeons & Dragons
Do you know what? In the 90s, early 90s, late 80s, as a Christian teenager / preteen child,
yes.
In the West Auckland Christian massive of those early days,
yes.
you were strongly discouraged
Forbidden.
From playing these things. Although
yes.
very big into reading fantasy novels and all those six things,
yes.
there were just, you know, rumours around that these things could take your soul and,
yes.
you know.
Which,
but
yeah. I mean, they do.
You know,
they do in a way.
Yeah. A bit like a game of Monopoly, but
yeah.
evil.
I'd say it's positive.
But in my nature, I would imagine myself, I've always sort of
right
fancied myself as one. And I've been watching, what's the one with Brendan Lee Mulligan?
Oh, look, someone's going to go, no, it's not Dimension 20.
Yeah.
He is Dimension 20. There's a lot of them now.
Yeah. I like that.
I mean, we operate currently in a world, we were just saying this outside before we came into the studio, where it's kind of becoming a social, it's within our social consciences, this idea of Dungeons & Dragons. It's no longer sort of relegated to like the nerds and the fantasy freaks. It's like, it's for everyone.
This is true.
This is probably quite a good entry point for someone who might be kind of interested. You know, maybe they come along to the show, see it played out in real time, realise it's not that scary, it's not that demonic, it's not that idol worship outside of, you know, your singular denomination of God that you've chosen or not. I mean, I don't know. I feel like Jesus would be in trouble, but I reckon he would have been into D&D, hey?
Yeah. He was in a dungeon for 3 days doing nothing. Must have been probably, people probably had a game.
Yeah, probably was improvising.
He
would have been like,
yeah.
Imagine the apostles all together being like, can I get it? And then, you know, I can see it now. Look,
let me guess. Wine?
Not again, Paul. All right, so we're talking to Improvish about the two shows. It's Alive and Can I Get a Underground Location and a Mythical Creature, both playing at Pump House Theatre this week. You can get tickets at Pump House Theatre. I feel like it's .co.
Pumphouse.co.nz.
It's a gorgeous space out in the shores. Actually, not that far away. You say like it's
just
over
off the motorway.
Yeah, just off the motorway. Go there.
Yeah.
See, it's a great time. Definitely family friendly as well, so you can bring the kids actually to both as well. So
we also have a 9 PM show after the 6:30 PM show on Thursday.
Is that the raunchy one?
Well, we will try.
Oh, I love that. I love a bit of raunch.
Got a very nice text, by the way, if I may.
Yes.
Always nice to get some nice texts. Someone says, I was thinking about Tim Bray yesterday and his Bad Jelly the Witch. So incredibly magical. The whole thing was amazing. Actors, costuming, and the cardboard set that looked like children had made it.
Well, I think
thank you, Grizzy.
Do you have some of Tim Bray's puppets?
Yes, we do. We were gifted some after the production company closed down. And so it depends as well, because it's that's part of what we don't know about the show is we don't know what puppet we're going to be using until the kids inadvertently decide what puppet is being used. But some of them people may recognise from Tim Bray shows.
Gorgeous. Oh, I love that. Well, look, get along. It's a great opportunity to get see some theatre, get some culture in your children. I know I love to get culture in my child. I'm nervous she's going to become a chartered accountant.
Will you love her even still?
I mean, look, if she does, she can do my accounts.
We've got to fund these shows somehow.
That's right.
This is true.
Yeah.
Someone's got to burn the books.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks, team, and Breakerly for this week.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to have some Hallelujah Picassos after this, and we're going to probably nerd out about Dungeons & Dragons off air for half an hour.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.